When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking it slow. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before we get to a list of things people only pretend to like, slow living, which is a bit of a movement, I guess.
I like the sound of it.
Hashtags for it. The concept of slow living is trending on social media and has been for a while. That's where you do more self-care and stop overfilling your calendar and doing as much as possible to stay busy. I'm not one of those people. Well, I'll just read this.
No, I have tried to make clear through the years, I am a man who craves leisure.
Does it seem like some people are trying to stay busy, like they've got a jam-packed calendar and they brag about it like it's a good thing? Yeah, some people seem to really enjoy being busy. See it here. I'll read just from this news story. It's as though for them, being busy automatically means you're successful, popular, productive, and driven.
Important. There are all sorts of people depending on you. I admit it. It's a conceit I have felt at times.
God dang it. I'm perfectly happy not being busy. And think what you will of me.
Yeah, I've definitely turned that corner. I'm thinking about the past.
Yeah. This whole thing, because it doesn't actually work, is why slow living might be starting to pick up by a little steam. There are 3.5 million posts on hashtag the art of slow living on Instagram. Things like self-care, me time, saying no to invites, now being celebrated on social media. Slow living fans argue it's better when you can appreciate things as they happen rather than manically ticking things off from your to-do list. There you go.
I think that's true. It probably gets back to just anthropological realities that human beings aren't made to go, you know, bam, 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 all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long.
Yeah.
Just the rhythms of life have gotten replaced by algorithms. Yeah, it's just that didn't have to make any sense. It sounded kind of clever.
Well, I don't
sounded like it might be a headline in, you know, like the WAPO.
I don't feel more important when I'm busy. I just feel
beset.
Like I'm being hunted.
Beleaguered. The rhythms of life have been replaced by the algorithms of life. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's pretty
too
good.
Wordy? I don't know.
They think it began in Italy with the slow food movement, which was getting back to, like, take a long time to cook a meal. That's perfectly okay. Nobody cares. In fact, people enjoy it. But anyway, so that's enough.
Can I pop an olive in my mouth now and again? Snitch a little piece of pepperoni? That's all I ask.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s,
I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A list of things people only pretend to like. Now, I don't know who compiled these, but this was handed to me by Hanson, and I'll read it. You won't agree with all of them. I don't pretend to like some of these. I actually like them. I think you might feel that way, too.
Well, yeah, I think, I don't know. It's funny. That reminds me of the whole, feeling important because you're busy thing. I'm at a point in my life where I don't feel the need to, like, put on airs for anybody.
And it says here, somehow other people's kids was not the most popular answer. I like some other people's kids, but not all of them.
Sure.
Here's some of the list.
You feel differently about your own than other people's, no doubt.
Company holiday parties. NFTs. TV shows like The Voice and The Masked Singer. I think it's funny that they're really popular, but you're thinking people are just pretending to like them? I don't know what that is.
I got my what the hell look on my face. I'm not sure I get that, but okay.
Watching golf on TV.
Love it.
Right.
Actually.
I knew you would.
I've cut back.
But... Neighbors. It's similar to the other people's kids. Some of them I like, some of them I don't. Throughout my life. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's just it's one of your social lubricants to be friendly and outwardly, likable. And liking towards your neighbors. It's a good idea. Well, I mean, what's the substitute? Aloof or hostile? It doesn't help the hood.
Vacationing with extended family. Pregnancy.
Well, there's ups and downs, right?
I was sitting next to a woman on a plane one time. I think was she pregnant at the time or just telling me about her pregnancy? And if she wasn't pregnant at the time, how did she start telling me this? Anyway. She was one of those weird creatures that some of you women who have not had this experience will really hate to hear, who just never felt better than when they were pregnant.
Mm.
I just felt great. I had more energy and I felt more positive. And I've known a number of women who felt like they were going to throw up every second of their 9-month pregnancy. And there was nothing really enjoyable about it, other than the anticipation of perhaps having a kid.
I remember Judy's experiences were more ups and downs. There were definitely times where you feel super dynamic and energetic and positive and that sort of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you get that, you're lucky. If I felt like I was going to throw up all the time, I wouldn't really enjoy it. Running. No, I've never claimed that I like running. I'm not going to pretend to like running. I've talked about this before because I go to work early in the morning. I leave for work early in the morning. I see the people out there running. Before the sun even comes up, which means they set their alarm like at least an hour early to get out of bed, put on their clothes, stretch a little, run, because then you're going to have to shower and all that sort of stuff and get dressed.
I can't either.
I've tried it before, and it didn't last 2 days. I mean, the first day I hit the snooze and thought, I'll run tomorrow. I'll just have to get to sleep earlier tonight because clearly this is too early to get. I just, man, you're so different from me. It's like you're a giraffe and I'm a human or vice versa. I mean, I am so not built for that.
Well, humans have a tendency to attribute their strengths to character and their weaknesses to genetics or whatever, and never the opposite. I would suggest people who do that, it's not that they are strong-willed and disciplined. It's that they don't need nearly as much sleep as other people.
God dang it. It's just like just thinking about it. I've tried it enough times. I know it's never going to happen, so I will never try it again. I remember reading something in the New York Times a while back about the great thing about turning 50. And for whatever reason, they chose that age as when you can just give up on things that you're never going to be good at. Just don't think about them anymore. Never going to do
this.
Let
it go.
I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to try to do this again. I'm never going to daydream about doing this ever again. And it is a relaxing feeling. And that is one of them on my list. I'm never going to set my alarm to get up early and work out or run or whatever. It's just not
an effing chance.
Have you ever tried it? Because I have a couple of times and failed very quickly.
No, I've noodled through the idea of getting up 15 minutes early and doing some push-ups or whatever. No, it's not happening.
Michael,
of course, you know, getting
you
up dark 30 all the time.
No, I'm sound asleep.
Yeah. But I see those people and I just look at them and I think, wow, that's amazing that you can do that. You could have slept another hour, but you're out here running. Like it's sometimes in the cold or the rain or whatever.
Sure, yeah. Well, I admire them in a way.
I do too. I admire them in every way, but I'm just not built that way. And I can accept that. So that's on the list of things that people only pretend to like. Running, how about going to church on Sunday? For some people that's probably true. Not everybody.
Yeah, it was always a struggle for me. Sorry, God.
Influencers. I've never pretended to like influencers.
No.
Facebook. Do some of you pretend to like it, but you just got sucked into it? The injected lips trend.
Oy. Ladies, just the way God made you. You're beautiful. You're sexy. Stop it.
You just need bigger lips. That's
exactly
what you're saying?
That's what I was leading up to. Other than those tiny lips of yours, no one would kiss them. If you don't look like you're in the middle of anaphylactic shock, I won't come near you. Giant lips.
Small talk. No, I've never pretended to like small talk. Working a corporate job. Using phrases like manage client expectations, circle back, etc.
I don't know. I think people do get drawn into the tribal aspect of that. They feel like they're fitting in by spouting the same jargon as everybody else.
You didn't like going to church?
Did
you pretend
no.
to like it?
I don't even know what that means. I mean, I didn't like walk around saying, you know, I don't want to be here. This is not enjoyable for me. Good to see you, too. I don't like this.
Are there any announcements this morning? Yes. I hate being here.
No, I would I would squirm my way through and check my watch and look at the bulletin and see how much was left pretty much constantly.
Looking at the schedule and seeing how much is left is kind of fit in with like every meeting I've ever been to, whether it's God or the CEO or history class or whatever.
Yeah, daydreaming and stuff. I'm sorry, I'm a bad person. I'm nice to people. I'm kind, I think. I'm forgiving. I try to live a Jesus-y life. I just can't sit still in church. I'd rather read the Bible and think about it than sit there. Ah, it's so uncomfortable.
You know,
the Bible.
There's no chance anybody that's ever ministered to me is going to hear this. I think they're all long dead or live somewhere far away. But I have heard very few inspiring sermons in church in my life. Very few.
I grew up with a couple of terrific preachers.
Cool.
Just terrific.
Cool. I've seen them on YouTube and stuff like that. But
which helped. I mean, it really helped.
Would help.
You'd look forward to hearing what they were going to say. But then there have been some real duds.
Joe needs to be entertained. Salvation isn't enough. It's just Joe's got to be entertained.
Yeah, fairly stated there. Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's it.
A particularly good beleaguered version of that, Michael.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.